Jess, it's good to have you on the phone. First of all, you're all the way in Jinja, Uganda. So I'm talking to you from halfway around the world. How goes it over there?
Oh, not too bad. It's a cool day today, only about 77 degrees.
Wow. So is it your summer while it's our winter, or are you above the equator?
We're right on the equator, and so this is our hottest month of the year.
Wow. So it's January, and we got snow coming and snow on the ground, and we're talking to you, and it's the hottest time of the year.
Yeah, and we just had a cold day. Everybody's wearing coats.
Well, it's something we can't relate to, wearing coats in 77 degrees. Anyway, we're glad to be talking to you. As Jess, you've been over there now in Jinja, Uganda for how long?
9 years.
9 years. Now, the ministry's been there longer. I mean, I remember when it started, and how long ago was that?
The ministry started in 1991 with Jay McLaughlin.
And now you have several ministries that have developed, like prison, Bible school, the church. Could you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, when Bev and I first came out, we were working in two prisons, and now we're working in, our ministry works in six prisons. We minister to about 1,600 men. Five years ago, we started a school of ministry to train pastors and lay leaders, and we've helped plant churches, and we've got a church here in Jinja that we work with, and we've just started a radio ministry here in Jinja, and we do a pastoral training program, and village women ministries. We've spreading out into all kinds of different things.
Wow, that's a lot of ground to cover in that period of time. Jess, tell us a little bit about the church over there. What would make it different? What would a service look like?
Service would look pretty much like it would at Calvary, except the music's a lot different. We do local music. We do part of our worship in English. English is one of the national languages. Part of our worship is in Swahili. Part of our worship is in Luganda. But for musical instruments, we mostly use drums. And so it's a lot of singing and a lot of dancing.
And would you speak when you give a message with an interpreter, or would you do it all in English?
I do it all in English with an interpreter.
I see. So, and so you'd have an interpreter at every service?
Yeah, except for Wednesday night. Wednesday night we only do English.
I see. And Wednesday night would differ from Sunday in what way?
A little more in-depth Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything expositorily, but by teaching only in English, we can go a little deeper because our interpreters struggle sometimes with the more complex ideas.
Uh-huh. Well, so you're there teaching and pastoring a church in Jinja, Uganda, and at the same time, you're training up people for ministry. I would infer that would mean you're planting churches through these different people. Is that right?
Yeah, we've in the past 6-7 years, we've helped plant 16 churches.
My, that's fabulous. What would you say is the greatest challenge, or give me a few of what you would consider the greatest challenges that you face ministering in the African continent?
Well, it's some of the things are the same in that the hardest thing is to get people to understand God's word has a literal meaning, and it's not a secret that if you just read God's word for what it says, it has clear understanding. You can have clear understanding. And then the hard part is to get the people to do it, to be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And the prosperity gospel and faith movement is very big here.
Hmm.
And so people, you offer people in Uganda, in a poor country, this gospel that says you're going to be rich, and they latch on to it. But they never know the true Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so we dealing with those issues. So they're the biggest things we deal with.
So, Jesse, it sounds like in many ways it's not a whole lot different from here. I mean, those are the same challenges that we would face. People not understanding the Bible as a message from God for them, to take it literally, and that they ought to be actually practicing it. And then the faith movement thing. So it's very similar that people are people no matter where you are in the world.
That's right, and the enemy is using the same lies here that he does in America.
Well, if they work one place, they probably work another place.
That's right. There's nothing new under the sun.
So what you mentioned that you were doing ministry in media or trying to move in that direction. What kind of media is available in a place like Jinja, Uganda?
Well, here in Jinja, we've got four FM radio stations. They're low wattage, but we've started a program, a morning program with some of our teaching. And there's television out of Kampala that you can pick up. We get two stations here. And now DSTV, Dish TV, is coming into Uganda. So if you've got the money and the upper class people, they can actually get international programs.
Now, have you already ventured out in media with your church and ministry there?
We've tried a couple of different times, and now we've been on the radio for about the just a month today, actually.
And what kind of response do you see, Jess, from that ministry?
We're getting a very good response. People are amazed at just how clear the teaching is when you just look at it with a literal interpretation and do some observation and interpretation and application. They're just astounded. We're getting a great response.
That's great to hear. It help us that are listening so that we know how to pray. What would be some requests that you'd have for us to take before the Lord?
Well, one of the major things is health for our staff. We've got a great national staff and Mzungu staff, people from America. But malaria is such a devastating illness here. My wife was in hospital for 3 days over New Year's. We just had a missionary couple lose a daughter this week, not with our mission, but another group. So those kind of issues are really important. And safety on the roads. The traffic, the driving in here is just absolutely insane.
I can imagine. So you mentioned a word just a minute ago. Is it Mzungu?
Mzungu.
Now, that's what we would be called, so I would be a Mzungu.
You would be a Mzungu. A bunch of people from America would be Bazungu.
Bazungu. Well, you know, I've been called a lot of things, Jess, but this is the first time I've ever been called a Mzungu, but that's okay.
And that literally means somebody who runs around very quickly.
Well, they got us pegged as a culture.
Yeah, they do.
Well, Jess, thanks so much for joining us. Great to talk to you. Please give our love to your staff, to Bev, and everyone else.
Thank you, Skip. It's great talking to you, and I hope everything continues to go well.
All right. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.